Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil karim amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu udkhulu fis silmi kaffah. Wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in his verse that O people of Iman, enter into Islam completely and do not follow the footsteps of shaitan, for verily he is your open enemy. This verse commands us to enter into complete Islam. It means we should accept every law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and every path, all the five branches of deen, our aqaid, our beliefs, ibadat, formal acts of worship, mu'amalat, our monetary dealings, mu'amalat and mu'ashirat, akhlaq, character, social etiquette, and akhlaq. When all of these are found within a person, then we will say that the person's Islam is complete. So far we have discussed two categories. The third category is our mu'amalat, our monetary dealings. The correctness of our business dealings is a major portion of Islam. And unfortunately, most people are completely indifferent to it. It is extremely important for all those in different business ventures to acquire the Islamic knowledge pertaining to the branch they are engaged in. They should consult reliable muftis and ensure all of the transactions are correct. By doing so, one will ensure the entry of halal into his stomach and that of his family. Then only will the desire to do good be created within a person. And then only will Allah accept his act of worship. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala is going to test and question a person about five things. And from the five things, two of them have got to do with a person's wealth. How did you earn your money? And how did you spend your money? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, such a time will come when people will not care whether they are earning through halal or they are earning through haram. One hadith Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the world is sweet and fertile. Whoever earns thereof by halal means and spends from there in righteousness, he'll be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will grant him entrance into Jannah. If you earn in any other way besides halal and you spend in evil path, you will enter into the abode of disgrace in Jahannam. Many are the people who, for the sake of satisfying their base desires, enter into haram earning, and for them on the day of Qiyamah, Jahannam will be awaiting them. The hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I take a qasam by Allah, a person shoves a haram morsel into his stomach, 40 days of his actions are not accepted. Whichever person's flesh is nature and haram, the fire is more deserving of him. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever earns haram wealth and spends it in charity, it will not be accepted from him. In whichever avenue he spends it, there won't be any barakah and blessings. Whatever is left for his heirs after his demise will become his provisions for the fire of Jahannam. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said, when you consume halal, you will obey Allah, be it on your own accord or not. And when you consume haram, you will disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it on your own accord or not. Means you'll be forced to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It depends on the food you are eating. In one ayat of the Quran, Allah mentions that وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whatever Allah has given to you, seek with it the life of the year after. So realize here that money is not our money, it is Allah has given it to us. It's an amanat and trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the object of the money is to utilize it to prepare for the life of the year after. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. How Allah has commanded you to use the money, use it in that way, because Allah has given it to you. And Allah has forbidden you from some ways, don't use the money in certain ways, then do not use your money in that way. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a certain system, a beautiful system, where there is goodness for a person, then Allah has given the command, use the money. Where there is harm for a person, Allah says, stay away from it. So we cannot use our logic and our minds and our understanding to establish what's good for us, what's harmful for us. This is left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get the people of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam. So they are Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam. أو شعيب صلاتك تأمرك أن نترك ما يعبد آباءنا أو أن نفعل في أموالنا ما نشاء. Is your namaz, your deen preventing you from doing in our money what you want to? That means they said it's our money. Whereas Allah says it's not your money, Allah has given it to a person. So a person must realize whatever we've got is an amanat and trust from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing wrong with earning money and accumulating wealth also, provided one abstains from extravagance, haram in all ways and means unlawful in Islam. Wealth should not become the object of one's life, but should be used to fulfill necessities and to invest in the bank of akhirat. There are many, many ways and religious activities which require wealth. A man can acquire great wealth and rewards by using his money, aiding the poor and needy, contributing to projects such as masjids, madrasas, works of tabligh, etc. are wonderful channels in which a person can employ his money and build up his capital in the year after. If a Muslim's intention is correct, his business and wealth will be utilized to benefit others. He will not break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by dealing in interest and insurance, usurping the properties and inheritance of females and orphans. And this unfortunately is very common, that many people, their inheritance is not correct, and the person leaves this world, and the last amal which is done in his life is that of inheritance, and he leaves the world in the incorrect way, and now he deprives people of the inheritance wealth, and he destroys his akhirat because of this. So this is something we should be very careful about, especially in our own country. There are certain laws. If a person passes away without an Islamic will, a proper will, then the whole thing goes to the government. It's handed over, and it's a whole big story thereafter to get the money out. If you've got children, then they have to make a fund for them, a trust fund. It costs so much of money also, because we haven't written our will out. So for utmost importance, every single person, even if you're young, you're old, make sure we get an Islamic will, and we fill in the will, so that if Allah Ta'ala makes it such, we pass away, it will become easy for us, for our children also. Otherwise, it will lead to big problems for them also, for our whole families. So all the money is now kept by the government. It's not given over to the family for quite a while, and yes, court cases. So much of problems, just because we never have an Islamic will. So many of us, we feel we are young still. Inshallah, when I'm 56 years, I put my will. Whereas no one has got guarantee for life. Allah give us true understanding. So we should not usurp the properties and inheritance of females and orphans, cheating, lying, taking false oaths, deceiving, concealing false, selling forbidden items, dealing in stolen goods, bribing, missing namaz with jamaat in the masjid, taking an advantage of a person in difficulty, not paying workers on time, underpaying workers, delaying in payment, working less hours than stipulated, or wasting your time on the cell phone, etc., during your working hours, sitting on the internet for your own personal use. A person is a Muslim, will be honest and upright, for which he will be granted the following reward. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, an upright and honest trader will be with the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, with the Siddiqeen and the Martyrs on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those people, and grant us the ability to ensure our monetary dealings are correct in accordance to the Shariat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also of great importance, we can try in our shops. For example, some shops have music playing. Some shops, Allah has given them so much of wealth. The other day we went to one shop, and they've got like TV screens there, and pictures of half-naked women, and the music is blasting. And it's a Muslim shop. Allah has given them such wealth. But utilize the wealth in the correct way. Why must we go into what's haram? If as far as possible we try not to have female workers in our shops, that we are allowing these women folk to work in our shops, or at least if a person has got it to understand I'm doing wrong, it's a major sin which I am doing. I've brought the woman out of the house. Men and women are all working together. These are major sins, but unfortunately they come out of our mind. So we should be very particular regarding these matters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and all of us the tawfiq to make amal.